Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Kinyatta, K-I-N-Y-A-T-T-A, Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S. Kinyatta Haynes is a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/30/21. But on that occasion, she slipped and fell onto her knees. But as a result, she believes she injured her knees, back, and left ankle, and was seen in Atlantic City emergency room afterwards. But she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. But she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. But she volunteered that she fractured her left ankle about 10 years earlier, but this was repaired with implantation of 3 screws and a metal plate. Paired after the subject event, she indicates she had pinched nerve, common knee damage, and ankle problems. Paired underline this, she may be referring to the subject event. She related getting physical therapy, common medications, and injections into her knees. Period. Physical exam. The petitioner presented to the office approximately 2 hours late for her appointment, but was accommodated. Period. As per her claim petition, she alleged she slipped and fell at work on 4/30/21. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Atlantic Care Occupational on 5/19/21. She related she slipped and fell on oil walking outside her office. Period. She can feel a lump on her lower back, burning pain to the left knee and ankle, and feels like she has a lump due to the inner left knee and tightness to the left upper thigh. Period. She had ankle surgery 2 years ago after twisting it. Period. She also had injured her lower back in the past. Treated at urgent care. Period x-rays were negative. Period she was given Flexeril, which she is taking, and Mobic. That was not really helping. Period. After evaluation, she was diagnosed with a contusion of the right knee and left knee, lumbar strain, and sprain of the left ankle. Period she was placed in a knee sleeve and ankle support, on Tylenol number 3. Referred for physical therapy, and an MRI of her knee. Period. She was cleared for full duty, effective 5/17/21. Period. In paragraph, she did have an MRI of the right knee on 5/27/21 to be inserted. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. She returned to Atlantic Care on 6/2/21. Period. While there, she was on the phone with the insurance company. Period. She had gotten her MRI. The left knee was scheduled for physical therapy. Period. Her right knee is very painful, also laterally and swollen. Period. Her left ankle and low back are also painful. Period. She was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 6/2/21, she came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Zook. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. That included only 2 sessions of physical therapy. Period. She stated she had a large body habitus and is unable to stand or walk without pain. Period. She denied any previous injuries to the low back or knees. Period. Dr. Zook reviewed not only an MRI of the right knee, but an MRI of the left knee, also from 5/27/21. Period. That report showed increased signal medial meniscus without evidence of tear. Period. There was no significant joint effusion and no signs of fracture. Period. The right knee showed mild degenerative joint disease, medially similar to that of the left knee. But there was increased signal at the medial meniscus, but no evidence of acute tear or fracture. Period. heat, recommended corticosteroid injection, which was administered, period. Dr. Zook monitor her progress. Period. New paragraph on 7/2/21. She had a lumbar MRI to be inserted as marked. Period. She also came into the pain management care of Dr. Pulser on 8/10/21. Period. She had completed therapy for her low back with some relief. Period. He noted the results of her lumbar MRI and performed a physical exam. Period. He diagnosed lumbosacral spondylosis and lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period. He did recommend a lumbar epidural interlaminar injection at L5-S1. Period. Ms. Haynes followed up with Dr. Zook through 8/11/21. Period. He then performed an ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection to the left knee. Period. The patient expressed a desire to return to him in 2 months for reevaluation. Period. He wrote, no further diagnostic testing or treatment is otherwise indicated for her left knee. Period. She may require a left knee aspiration or injection. Period. From an orthopedic standpoint, no further diagnostic testing is indicated for her low back pain, and she will continue with pain management for her present symptomatology. Period. Physical exam. General parents, she focused exquisitely on her subjective complaints and added to them as the evaluation proceeded. Period. These eventually included her whole body. Period. However, she was in no acute distress. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed 3-inch longitudinal scar at the lateral aspect of the left ankle, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left ankle inversion was 30 degrees and eversion 12 degrees, but was otherwise full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right ankle as well as both knees and hips was full in all plans without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation about the left knee medial joint line and the left ankle anterior talofibular ligament insertion, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels. Period. She could walk on her toes with a limp on the left. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 30 degrees, complaining of left knee and ankle pain. Period. New paragraph at the conclusion of the evaluation, she asked, quote, what do you think about injections in my knee and lower back? Question mark. Period. Physical exam. On 4/30/21, Kenyatta Haynes slipped and fell while at work. Period. She was seen by occupational health, who initiated her on conservative care. Period. They ascertained a history of a prior left ankle surgery. Period. She had a right knee MRI at 5/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook. Period. He had her continue conservative care with therapy and injections. Period. She later underwent a lumbar MRI at 7/7/21. Period. Dr. Pulser recommended a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. She saw Dr. Zook through 8/11/21. When he instilled an ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection to the knee. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Ms. Haynes to be extremely, if not morbidly, obese. Period. She had decreased range of motion of the left ankle associated with her healed surgical scar. Prayer, there was some tenderness, palpation about the left knee and left ankle. Prayer, provocative maneuvers at these regions were negative. Prayer, she ambulated with a physiologic gait. Prayer, she could walk on her toes with a limp on the left. Prayer, she could stand on her heels. Prayer, she offered numerous subjective complaints from the outset of the evaluation. Prayer, these included that if she sits for too long, her knees get numb. Period. She also had broken her right great toe in the past. Period. New paragraph. There is minimal disability to the low back, comma, left ankle, comma, or either knee. Period. And that is the end.